Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Got your email?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, you live in Birmingham, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I do now, yeah.
And your mum's in Cornwall?
Yeah.
How long ago did you move out of your mum's?
About 3 years ago or so now, I think.
Okay. But you still got your room there when you get back?
Yeah.
And when were you last at your mum's?
Over Christmas and New Year.
All right, tell me what's happened.
Well, my mate, Jack, he sent me an email, and he was looking through the local paper down there, and he saw an advert with my mum's name and number next to it, and it was selling stuff from my room.
So, your mate emailed you the ad, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, now Chappers has it. This is the ad that your mum has put in the local paper.
Seemingly, yeah.
For sale. Videos, games, magazines, musical instruments. A whole room for sale in a clear out. Good prices. Call Jean on...
And then the number. So your mum is just blatantly selling all your stuff?
Yeah, and, seemingly.
And she didn't tell you anything about it?
No, she said, oh, if you fancy taking some of your stuff back when you go back to Birmingham, then... If you could, that'd be great, but...
What, at Christmas, did she say
that? Yeah, but didn't say she was going to sell any of it.
So she didn't give you any kind of ultimatum?
No. Nothing at all.
No hints or clues that she was about to get rid?
No, just the thing saying, take some of your stuff with you. I mean, I didn't think anything of it at the time.
She didn't say, or I will sell it?
No, no point did she say, or I will sell it, no.
And you're obviously not that happy about this.
More in shock, really.
Does any of it have sentimental value?
Well, a few things, and there are whole rooms for sale, then yeah.
I'm intrigued as to what's in your room.
Yeah, so am I.
Have you spoken to your mum?
No.
Well, have a listen to this, Rob.
Okay.
Hello,
my name's Scott, I'm calling about the ad in the paper.
Oh yes, hello.
Recognise that voice?
Yeah.
That's right, it's your mum.
Oh, no.
Thank goodness you played that one out and not that other ad in the paper you called up about, Scott, you know?
So, after I got your email, I've called your mum up.
Yeah.
And, Rob, you can find out which bits of your stuff I bought next.
Oh, no.
Radio 1.
Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Now, your mum is selling all your stuff.
Yeah.
Before we go any further, would you like to know how she describes the stuff that she's selling?
Well, why not?
Would you like to hear that?
Go for it, yeah.
All right.
Well, I've got quite a lot of things, really.
Right.
I've got a number of games and magazines. Well, just all sorts of things. It's just things that my son doesn't need anymore or doesn't seem to use anymore.
So those are all things that you don't need anymore, Rob?
Well, yeah, apparently so.
You just thought they were all safe in your room, didn't you?
Well... As you do, really. I mean, you kind of trust your mothers, don't you?
Big mistake.
We don't need them anymore. Right, now, well, if I may, let me go through some of your stuff that I've bought. Remember, it all belongs to me at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? Let's see what you've got in your room, or used to have, before I bought it. Could you tell me what you have, please?
Yeah, right, let me see. I've got a game of Trivial Pursuit.
Right. Is it old or quite old?
Yeah, it's hardly used, really.
Okay. How much do you want for that?
£1.
£1? I only bought it about 5 years ago.
That is really good value, isn't it?
Well, for you, yeah.
See, now I own all this stuff, yeah?
Right.
But some people may think that is a little bit mean.
Yeah.
And I try to be nice.
Right.
So now, on Radio 1, Rob, I'm giving you the chance to win your stuff back.
Thanks, kind of you.
It's The Price is Right!
Woo!
With your belongings, Rob.
Come on down, Scott Mills!
We'll listen to your mum describe the item, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you and Chappers have to guess how much your mum is selling it for.
Right.
And whoever's closest wins.
Oh, brilliant!
All right?
Okay.
Right, here's the first item we're playing for.
I've got a guitar.
A guitar?
Oh, no. Right.
Is it a nice guitar, or...?
Yeah, well, seeing what I paid for it, yeah.
Describe it for us.
I'm not giving Chappers any clues.
Oh, God, at least describe it.
It's got strings on it.
Brilliant.
But it's quite a good one, yeah?
Yeah, well, it was at the time.
Acoustic, electric, what is it?
No, electric.
So, electric guitar.
Yeah.
How much do you think it is? Rob?
Well, based on the Trivial Pursuit being £1, £20.
And Chappers?
I'm thinking your mum will be asking £5 for it.
You better not be.
Let's find out. How much do you want for that?
£10.
A tenner?
Tenner, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I really.
Hang a minute. Would you take eight? Would you take eight for the guitar?
No, I don't think I could do that. Really, no.
She drives a hard bargain.
Yeah.
She wasn't budging on the tenner, was she?
No, certainly not. Thanks,
actual
man.
Price £10. The guitar's yours.
Hey, bring it on. Thank you very much.
Okay, next item.
I've got a rather good computer game here. It's a Nintendo 64, which I'm actually prepared to throw in with a TV.
Wow.
Blimey.
Nintendo 64 and your television.
Yep.
Wow. How much, Rob?
Well, that's going. Well, I shouldn't give much away. £15.
Rob's saying 15. Chappers?
I think I'm starting to understand how your mum works. I'm going for... £6.
£20 for the lot.
£20?
Yeah. TV, computer game, say no more.
She's turning into Del Boy.
Yeah.
Say no more.
TV, computer game, say no more.
Yeah,
custy.
Did I win that back?
Yes, you did.
Hey.
Congratulations. Oh. One each.
Hey.
Now, this next thing is my favourite of the lot.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Is it some magazines?
There were some magazines. More on this later.
Right.
I have a collection of thimbles.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Thimbles?
I thought she said symbols at first.
You know, the sort of thing when people go on holiday, they always used to bring him back a symbol. He liked collecting thimbles.
What, symbols?
No, thimbles. Thimbles.
Thimbles with a TH.
Thimbles with a TH.
Okay, good. So a collection of thimbles.
Maybe, yeah, not symbols.
Maybe you can let us know what these are before we hear your mum describing them.
The thimbles with, like, Newquay and Gegness and stuff on them.
Right. Was that your pride and joy?
Tap shops by the sea.
Was that your pride and joy?
Possibly not that far. Mm. When I was younger, maybe.
Right. Did you do much sewing at all?
No, none.
How many are in this collection? Just so I know before I make a bid.
Well, she thinks she might have broken it up into several collections, mightn't she? I mean, well,
yeah, knowing your mum.
Yeah, exactly.
Say no
I
more.
I don't know.
Say no more.
Say no more. Here's your mum describing your thimbles collection.
Yes, there's a good little collection here. There's a lovely one here from Land's End. I've got the Isle of Wight with nice little pictures of needles on it.
Right, okay.
Blackpool thimble.
Right.
That's got the Blackpool Tower on it.
Yeah.
Western Supermare, Scarborough, Edinburgh Castle, Carnarvon Castle.
That's a collection.
Nice little collection of thimbles there. Yeah.
You got about, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Did you have any friends, Rob?
No, obviously not. Won't now, anyway.
Right, how much for the thimbles?
Well, she's only charging £1 for the Trivial Pursuit, 50p. I don't know, is she charging each or for the whole lot?
All of it, whole lot.
All of it, or £2.
Saying £2.
I was going to say £2 as well. I'll go, I don't particularly want to have these.
No,
I'll
get rid of them.
I'll go £2.50. I don't want to win these.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
How much for the lot?
£2.
Pardon?
Two.
£2.
£2. I know you're surprised, aren't you?
That was yours, Rob.
Joy.
You've won the thimbles back.
You sure you don't want them, Chappers?
No, I'm positive that they're all yours.
Listen to your mum getting into the hard sell now.
I know.
Listen,
yeah.
How much for the lot?
£2.
Pardon?
Two.
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 £2.
Yeah, she can be quite firm.
Now, let's talk about your videos.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
I bought the big ones, the good ones up with me to Birmingham.
Right. Before we hear your mum telling us what they are, is there anything that you'd like to share with us, video-wise?
No. I don't think so.
You don't know what we found, do you?
Well, no.
No?
No.
So anything you want to tell us before your mum describes?
As I say, I bought all the ones I wanted up
really?
To Birmingham with me, yeah.
Right, okay. You probably had them hidden from her anyway, didn't you?
Yeah.
In a place I should never look. Right. Okay, let's find out what the videos are then.
Yes, I've got Thundercats.
Thundercats?
Oh, cult classic.
Yeah.
Men Behaving Badly.
Oh, yeah, good.
Right.
Was that the first series, the rare one with Harry Enfield, or was it the later ones?
I think it's the later one.
Yeah, no, early. Everyone's got them, haven't they?
Yeah.
I've got Freddy Got Fingered.
Now, what's that?
It's not what it sounds like. That would have come up to Birmingham with me if it was.
I've got Freddy Got Fingered.
What's Freddy Got Fingered?
It's that awful film with, what's Drew Barrymore's ex-husband called?
Tom Green?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah, that's not good, is it?
No, it's rubbish.
Yeah.
Don't want that one.
But this is my favourite video in your collection.
Another one here, Barbed Wire.
You're interested in that one, aren't you, Chappers?
Yeah, suddenly my interest perks up a little bit, you know?
Is that Pamela Anderson?
Yeah.
With no clothes on?
In leather,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I've got a vague recollection of it.
Right, so for all the videos, what do you think?
£1 for the videos.
For all of them?
Yeah.
Thundercats, Men Behaving Badly, Freddy Got Fingered, and Barbed Wire.
£3 if it's a mother, she's driving our bargain. £3.
Same three.
Yeah.
Chappers.
Oh, now then, three. £2.50 again.
Here's the actual price.
Videos, I'm going to say £2 a lot.
Yes! Go on, yes! Chappers!
Give me Freddy Got Fingered. And the Barbed Wire.
So, at the end of that, Chappers, you've got Rob's guitar and his videos, and Rob, you've won back a Nintendo and your TV and your Thimbles collection!
Yes.
Joy.
Thanks for playing The Price is Right with your stuff.
It's kind of you, Scott.
I'll be strumming away all night.
To Barbed Wire.
Radio 1.
Oh, hi, Scott.
Yeah.
It's James. I'm just ringing about, you know, you're talking about people moving their families moving away without any notice and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've got a bit of a story as well. When I was 17, I went with my best friend to Kos, sort of holiday, celebrate leaving school and all that.
Yeah.
Only to come back to a completely empty house. My parents had moved without any notice whatsoever, so I got back, went to let myself in, and of course couldn't get in. Knocking on the door, and I'm just stood outside the front door with my suitcase, thinking, why is the house empty, and why can't I get in?
And what was going through your head?
I thought I'd just been sort of, you know, divorced from my family or something like that, like the Americans do, you know? It's pretty worrying.
Have they been in touch with you since?
Yeah, thankfully. They left a message with a neighbour who was at work. So I didn't get that message for, like, we arrived back at Gatwick at 7 in the morning. I got home about 10:30, and I had to wait until 5:30 for my neighbour to get home.
No!
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That is harsh.
Like, it is way harsh.
Have you told your parents this?
Well, yeah, they kind of know about it. I mean, it was then that moved.
I mean, that it was harsh.
Oh, yeah, I used a bit more colourful language than that, but, yeah, I think they got the message.
That's pretty cool.
All right, cheers, Scott.
Love you.
Bye. Love you too, bye.
This is Radio 1.
I can't believe how many parents haven't told their kids that they're moving. There's loads. Radio 1.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who are you?
I'm Lisa from Birmingham.
What's going on, Lisa?
When I was about 15, we moved house as a family. My brother was in digs at the time with other people, and it took him about a week to find us. We hadn't told him that we'd moved. We completely forgot.
You forgot to tell him?
Yeah.
Right. So
and he actually went to the house and knocked on the door, and some other people answered the door. But they wouldn't tell him where we'd moved to because they didn't know who he was.
So he asked the new owners where you'd gone?
Where his family had gone, yeah.
And they wouldn't tell him?
No.
So
he did have a friend of his knew where we'd gone to, so because he was lodging with us at the time, so he eventually found out through him.
Huh. Right, that's nice.
We do love him lots, but we just forgot to tell him.
Yeah, that's right. For a week?
Yeah, it was about a week.
Is he still receiving therapy for that?
No, he's hard-skinned. We all are in our family.
We have to be, by the sounds of it.
Radio 1. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Mark.
What are you saying, Mark?
No, it was just about the sort of changing rooms, and I ended up being left in the house when I was 14. I'd gone to school, and my mum and dad were really under the impression I knew we were moving house. So I finished school and got dropped off after football from school. They were waiting at school for me, but when I got home, the house was empty and there was no one there. So I sat outside the house for about 25 minutes.
So this isn't just them reclaiming your room back. This is them moving house and not telling you.
For 25 minutes, I thought I'd just lost everything.
So you went to school in the morning...
Yes.
And then came back home and the house was empty.
They were under the impression that I was going to go back from playing football to the school, but I didn't. I got dropped off after school, so as I say, for about 20-25 minutes, I was just sat outside the house wondering what the hell had gone on.
And what was going through your head at that time?
I literally just thought I'd just been dumped by the family.
That they'd all just upped and left.
Yes, completely.
Go to school, come back, the parents had changed the locks.
Well, it was the case that because there was obviously nothing in the house, and I was looking through the windows and just thinking, where is everyone? And it was dirty from football as well.
It's like, get the hint. I don't want to know you anymore.
Oh, no, it doesn't seem like that.
Now, if you missed this earlier, Rob lives in Birmingham, but he's still got a room at his mum's house in Cornwall. And unbeknown to him, she put an ad in the local paper selling all his stuff from his room. And I've bought it all. But we did, you know, we were quite nice about it. We gave Rob a chance to win some of the stuff back. He's got, a computer game and his thimbles collection.
Yeah.
Back, and you've got his guitar and his videos.
I have.
So you could be strumming away all night to... Chitara off the Thundercats, couldn't you?
This Thundercats video is a bit of a bargain, it would appear, according to some people on the text. Somebody's just sold one for £7 on eBay. Bear in mind, I got the lot for £2.50.
Yeah.
And
you got Freddy Got Fingered and Barbed Wire.
Exactly. And somebody else, it went for £45 auction at a pub.
You got a proper bargain.
See?
There. But she was a very good value, wasn't she?
I like this feature. Buy listeners' stuff cheap and then sell it for more money.
Are you going to be selling on the Thundercats?
Yeah. We should do more of this.
Now, there is some stuff that we didn't play you earlier. Some more things that Rob had in his room. Would you like to hear those?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a collection of cuddly stuff going on.
Right. Well, I've got a nice selection of cuddly toys.
All right. Which ones?
Yeah. Well, I've got one here called... Horny Devil.
I remember those, Horny Devil?
Yes.
Had one.
Yeah.
There's a nice Forever Friends.
Forever Friends? Was that Forever Friends?
Forever Friends.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope Rob's still listening. This is the best one, listen.
And a cuddly tomato.
A what?
So that was his pride and joy. Yes, that came back from a very special holiday. Basically, it's in the shape of a tomato, and it's cuddly.
Hence the name.
With a face, yeah.
Oh, glad she explained it, though, otherwise I wouldn't have known.
Right, OK, Horny Devil, Forever Friends, Cuddly Tomato. How much? Say no more.
I'm thinking 75p.
I'm prepared to go for 50p each.
She is bargain galore, isn't she?
I'm prepared to go for 50p each.
And that includes the tomato, yeah?
Yes, it includes
Because that is
tomato.
A deal-breaker.
Yeah. Yeah, it includes the tomato, yeah.